Eric come in and the enthusiasm that he will bring in and the excitement that he will have to perform well. I'm just excited to see his throttle traces and steering traces and start working with him. So Eric's a great guy, and he's going to be a great fit for Stuart Haas Racing.
TheFinalLap.com.
When you have your own restaurant, you have to get your hands dirty. Literally. Like, right now, I'm unclogging my grease trap. I also print my own menus every day, so I rely on Staples for great deals on ink. I mean, I can't afford to run out, like my last three busboys.
Right now at Staples, buy one HP ink and get the second 30% off, so you can afford to stock up, because you can't afford to run out.
Oh, good. My sous chef just quit.
Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Ends 1/13/18. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is there anything worse than a dispute with a property association? The answer, by the way, is no.
From freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brobelcam Show.
How are you feeling now?
Good. Fine. Back at work.
What line of work are you in?
Waste management consultant.
Ah, a nod to The Sopranos and HBO, which debuted on this very day. I believe it was 19 years ago. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you to 7 o'clock tonight. However, not on all three of our frequencies. We'll give you a little bit of details on that to come. Great show for you today. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette set to join us in a few minutes, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk Kirk Ferentz closing the book on the 2017 football season, looking ahead to 2018, and maybe, just maybe, homeowners associations. We'll get to that in just a second. Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports with us as well tonight at 5 o'clock. The Cyclones going on the road last night, falling at Fog Allen Fieldhouse to the Kansas Jayhawks. They just couldn't quite get it done. Iowa State and UNI remaining winless in conference play. Maybe the Panthers can do something about that tonight. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of UNI. You'll hear from him at 5:30 tonight. The Panthers are in Terre Haute, Indiana, getting ready to take on Greg Lansing's Indiana State Sycamores at the Holman Center. We'll hear a little bit of what Kirk Ferentz had to say in Iowa City earlier today, including some glowing remarks about the recently departed James Daniels, and the 6 o'clock showdown on the slate as well tonight. 7 questions in 60 seconds, and you could be off to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. They are getting ready to take on their big rival, Waterloo, on Saturday night. I'm not sure if that's the tickets are for Saturday night or a future game, but our very own Jenny Valier from Z102.9, she's on the air right now down the hall from us, going to be dropping the ceremonial first puck at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday night. She is Miss Iowa USA. Welcome in, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Todd.
Sopranos, did you ever watch The Sopranos when it was on?
I did not. I was not allowed to. My parents did not allow me to watch The Sopranos. So
probably
I never
a wise choice on their part. It's not exactly, especially, 19 years ago today, you would have been...
5 years old.
5 years old, yeah.
No, that's not correct. 6 years old, sorry. I keep thinking that I'm a lot younger than I actually am. 26 years old.
Well, so, age is just a state of mind.
That's
true. Sometimes I feel 37, sometimes I feel 73. It just depends on the given situation. We mentioned that plenty of stuff to get to today, but I want to start with this. This is a bizarre story here about Kirk Ferentz and Mary Ferentz, and they're battling the neighboring homeowners association over. I just I read this story earlier today, the Des Moines Register had it, and I thought this is the quintessential Iowa story here, because as somebody else said on social media, we don't handle celebrity very well in the state because we don't have a ton of celebrities. I mean, sure, you can go to Fairway and North Liberty and maybe you run into Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis every once in a while when they're back in town. But other than that, there's not a whole lot of opportunities to just go gaga over celebrities. And so here we go. Major story. Kirk Ferentz and his wife are feuding with their neighbors over, it's like road maintenance and the trees that they planted on their property to, I guess is the in the words of the story here, to prevent gawkers and stalkers, which, as I said earlier on Twitter, is now in the running for my fantasy football team name next year. Gawkers and stalkers.
I feel
is
like,
it worse, which is worse, a gawker or a stalker?
A stalker.
Stalker? I don't know. Gawkers linger.
Gawkers like linger.
Stalkers do their thing and leave.
I feel like gawker is just a less major stalker, correct?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's not like there's double-decker tour buses leaving from downtown Iowa City on the hour, charging people to drive by Kirk Ferentz's house or anything here, but I'm not going to begrudge them for wanting their privacy. That's why they lived out in the middle of the country to begin with. But it's rich people fighting with other rich people about rich people things.
Well,
which, I mean, it goes back to the house that they want to build in Iowa City that looks like Kinnick Stadium. It's rich people fighting with other rich people. And the rest of us, you and me, we're sitting there going, yeah, whatever. This is not a big story. But apparently it is. But I do, and here's the angle here, is there is nothing worse than being involved in a homeowners association. And I can speak firsthand on this, and I'm sure some of the listeners out there can identify as well. Homeowners associations are the absolute worst. When I bought my first condo in North Liberty many, many years ago. Must be 2005, I think, is when I purchased it and lived in it up until four and a half years ago when we moved to Cedar Rapids. My aunt and uncle said, whatever you do, you got to be active in the homeowners association because this is an investment and you want to say in how your investment is handled. And I thought, okay, so here I am young and naive and I'm in my mid-20s and I'm going to be involved in the homeowners association. And out of the other 40 members of the homeowners association, do you know how many people viewed the homeowners association as an entity to look out for their investment? I bet you could count it on one hand. And it sucked. And I hated every waking minute of dealing with it. And then every year would come around and you would beg and plead people to take over the home. Okay, I did my term. And I wound up being Franklin Roosevelt. I couldn't get out of the place. I couldn't get out of office. But there was no White Springs, Georgia for me, and there was no untimely end. No Harry Truman waiting in the wings. And finally, we just walked away and said, I can't do it anymore. It's terrible because no one likes you. When you have to be the bad guy when you run the homeowners association because there are rules, and there are rules for a reason. Like, for instance, guy wanted to put up a flag on his deck. Well, A, the deck does not belong to you. If you actually read the language in the abstract, whatever the hell it is, our pal Steve Anderson at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, there's a free plug for you, Steve. We won't charge you for that one. Steve could probably tell me the actual language and what that thing is, but the deck was technically the property of the homeowners association. And so I said, you can't put the flag there. Well, why not? Because there are 36 decks, and if everybody hangs a flag off their deck, then it looks like an International House of Pancakes, and nobody wants to live at the International House of Pancakes, a.k.a. IHOP. Well, it's just a flag. I want to put... Well, yeah, it's just a flag until someone in the next building over puts up a flag, and it's got a swastika on it, or it's got Daisy and Donald Duck on it, or something else that drives everybody else insane, and it just... Homeowners, here's my point. Homeowners associations are the worst.
So basically what you're telling me is you are the Roger Goodell of the Homeowners Association. No,
yeah.
There are going to be absolutely, you will wear what we tell you to wear, and you cannot deviate from that, no matter what the cause.
And it stinks. And at the end of the day, yeah, you're looking out for your investment, and no one else gives two flips. And that's what I found out. And then it just, okay, you want to treat your place like an apartment? That's fine. I owned the air inside of the building. And so I very quickly, I said, I'm never doing this again in my life. If we bought this house in Cedar Rapids, I'm never sharing a wall with anybody again. I am never, my yard is my yard. I don't care what my neighbors think about my yard because I own it. It's mine. And vice versa. I'll stay out of your business. You stay out of my business. No homeowners associations. No, I'll shovel my own. That people think it's great. Oh, you don't have to shovel. You don't have to mow your yard in this. No.
But don't you, if you wanted to even put up like a fence or something in your yard, would
you
have
to permission. Check? Got to have permission.
Exactly. See, I feel like something like this comes up once every couple months here on this show, whether it was the house in Iowa City that looked like Kinnick Stadium now.
Rich Kirk people fighting with other rich people.
And you talking about this, Todd. Every time we talk about this, the moral of the story inside of my head is don't ever buy a house.
Well, I wouldn't say that. And Steve Anderson certainly wouldn't say that. For all your title and settlement needs, Hawkeye Title and Settlement there in Iowa City, 14 years in business. I wouldn't say that. Some people prefer to rent, and that's fine. And some people prefer to own. Having been a renter, having been an owner, give me own any day of the week. But when you own, I want to be free and clear. I don't want a neighborhood association or a homeowners association telling me what I can and can't do. Now, in this particular instance, the Ferences are not members of, I feel like Maury Povich or somebody here, that this is even, I'm Kirk and Mary Ferentz, and I know they listen every day intently, I'm sure. The entire Ferentz family does. I'm sorry I'm even talking about this, but it's so stupid, it's interesting. And after listening to hours and hours of conversation about LeVar Ball, the Ferentz is fighting with their neighbors is a little bit of a palate cleanser, if you will. Think of it as sorbet going into the remainder of the program.
You think that LeVar Ball and his children are part of the Homeowners Association in Lithuania?
No, I've talked about this on the air before. There's a great profile on LeVar Ball. He got upset about wanting to paint the garage door at his home, and the Homeowners Association wouldn't let him. And ultimately, the story ends with, he became president of the Homeowners Association, and then he could do anything that he wanted. And I thought about this on the drive back from lunch today. I thought, is there any way we could make this absurd LeVar Ball story where ESPN is just, this is Inception now. Where, have you seen the movie Inception?
I have seen that movie, yes.
It's been a long time, and I can't even really describe it, but it's where you fall inside of the dream, and it's very complicated. But ESPN talks to LeVar Ball and gets his comments on Luke Walton and the Lakers and everything, and then that becomes a story, and then it self-perpetuates everything at ESPN. So all of the story, the TV and the radio side, they're talking about this story that they actively generated their own content with the piece, the original story to begin with. And so I was thinking, man, is there Pee Wee basketball in Cedar Rapids or Iowa City or something like that, and we could find the parent of like a 5 or 6 year old, and then we could have our very own LeVar Ball. where he could complain about the coaching of the 5 or 6 year old, and I thought, yeah, no, that wouldn't work because it would become too real. Because that's everybody. LeVar Ball is every parent, and I get that part. There's no parent out there, I don't think anyway, that says, yeah, Coach X handled my son 100%, son or daughter, my apologies to the Me Too movement out there. My son or daughter handled them 100%. There's not a single thing I would have done differently.
Right, and he just
every
has a platform.
I bet Coon's dad has sat in the stands at the Liberty Bowl many a time and said, the hell's he doing down there? He doesn't know what he's doing.
No comment.
No, yeah, see? Yeah. So LeVar Ball is sort of this everyman. If you and I had a business that was rated an F by the Better Business Bureau and picked up and moved to Lithuania and had our own,
Better Business Bureau?
Has rated the Big Baller Brand.
You notice anything about that?
F.
The BBB?
Better Business Bureau? Yeah, maybe Big they should brand? Sue them for trademark infringement
I think
or something.
That's what he'll try to argue is that they're so mad that he took the brand.
Here we are. And what do you do when the teams in your state aren't winning? Because Iowa State goes on the road last night, loses to Kansas. They're now 0-4 in the Big 12. They should pick up a win this weekend against Baylor in Hilton Coliseum. You and I's got a chance to get off the schneid tonight against Indiana State, although the Holman Center is a very tough place to play. Gary Reimel will tell you that when you hear from him tonight at 5:30. And Iowa goes on the road tomorrow to take on Illinois in Champaign, another place that's tough to play at and win, although Illinois is not in great shape. So there's nothing going on worth talking about right now. And here you go. Ferentz is fighting with the neighbors, and it's sort of our very own LeVar Ball.
Because they wanted to plant trees on their property.
To keep the stalkers and the gawkers, at bay. I'm going to rent a big bus, start a celebrity sightseeing. They had those, well, not the celebrity things in New York. It's big out in L.A. when I was out there for the Rose Bowl a couple years ago. You pay money, you get on a bus, the bus drives you around, and they say, oh, you look to the right here, this is the Nicole Kidman's house or whatever. And they're all, and I didn't do this, but, I mean, talk about a total rube move. You're paying money, you're on this bus, and they're taking you past these houses that are, there's gates up, and
there
the houses
a lot of people-
are a million miles away. You can't see any. Ooh, what'd you do when you went to California? Well, I drove past James Woods's gate.
Did you go on this bus?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was
you
gonna
couldn't
ask
pay
if
me enough to.
There are a lot of people with fanny packs on those buses.
When I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and there was the sightseeing bus loaded right across the. It was cattywampus from the hotel, so every day you could look out the window and you could just see Fanny Pack Central loading onto the bus. And the thing, it was a double-decker bus, and it was freezing cold out there, although not as cold as when we got back to Iowa, but it was cold, and they had no covering and no heat on the top of the bus. And I'm thinking, greatest racket in the world. You're taking people's money to drive them around on an open-air bus through snarled traffic in New York City, and you're pointing things out. And I want to do that now. As part, and I can call it the Stalkers and Gawkers Celebrity Tour. Who wants to be a stop? We can create the little map and everything. If you you look off to your right, here's the KGYM studios. And if you're really lucky, Scott Unash will be leaving for lunch, and you can spot him walking to his... Ooh, there he is! Stalkers and Gawkers, 423. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even look at the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Anybody else out there have horror stories from dealing with a homeowners association? Now, this is, again, the Ferentzes aren't members of the homeowners association, but they're neighbors. And it's when rich people fight about rich people things, it can get interesting. They've got to go to, they're going to trial. February 6th is the trial, the neighbors. And the neighbors are suing them, or they're suing the neighbors, something like that. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in my house. I'll mow my own lawn. I'll shovel my own sidewalk. Don't have anybody else telling me what to do. or 23. Reach out to us, 319-366-1600. Mark Morehouse coming up bottom of the hour. Kirk Ferentz had some very interesting things to say about his Iowa football. I don't know if he talked about the Homeowners Association or not. I'm looking at the call sheet here, and I don't see any comments about neighbors and potholes and roads and whatnot, but I do see comments about... He said, you know what? He gave very high praise to Tyler Wiegers. We'll hear what Kirk Ferentz had to say about the now former Iowa backup quarterback. We call him one of the best kids that he's coached in 19 years in Iowa City. Pretty impressive, but basically quarterback wide open for the Hawkeyes at this point. And that's our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway here in Cedar Rapids. Who is going to be Iowa's backup quarterback next fall? Peyton Manziel or Spencer Petras? Petras arrives in Iowa City tomorrow, according to reports. Could have went full troll and put Nate Stanley as an option on there. I did not. You're welcome. Emil's Hideaway, by the way, is on First Avenue Southeast. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Mark Morehouse coming up in just a little bit. Kyle is in the studio. He's going to be with us in just a few minutes. We've got our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. You'll hear it when we return after this.
So, I was planning my resolutions. Lose 10 pounds. Again. Pluck my brows. Ouch. Stop stressing. Yeah, right. Then it occurred to me, what I really needed was a prettier financial picture. So, I joined DuPaco Community Credit Union and scheduled a money makeover. As a member at a cooperative like DuPaco, I'm also an owner. Every other member owner has my back, positioning me to improve my financial position at every turn. That's beautiful. DuPaco is more than local. They take a holistic approach to money. Once all my loans and checking were moved to DuPaco, they sleuth savings every possible way. Now I'm saving more, earning more, and shared branching and mobile deposit give me much better control of and access to my money. This new year, I'm getting fat-free, stress-free, and checking-free. I'm feeling pretty and pretty smart.
Join DuPaco Community Credit Union and get your financial life
resolved.
DuPaco Community Credit Union, member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
There are still companies that care, companies that have your back, companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
I think I'm onto something here. 8735 on the text line. I'd happily pay to take your crappy tour. Well, no, it's not going to be a crappy tour. It would be a fantastic tour.
I don't know.
Just
about
of
that.
Some crappy locations, D-list and C-list local celebrities and whatnot.
Would
hey,
there
the, over
be
here is
a bar?
Over here is the meat lady. Remember the meat lady, folks? About 3-4 years ago, you guys know what I'm talking about. She was in the commercials here locally, and we wanted to do celebrity pickers for the NCAA basketball tournament, and Tyler reached out to the meat lady, and the meat lady shot us down because she was too big for us, and that was the moment. That was one of
the
many
meat lady
moments.
Was.
One of many moments where I realized, hang on tight. We'll see whether this works out for you. Maybe you didn't make the greatest decision doing the show. But yeah, the meat lady was like, I got to get compensated for this. And we're like, we're not paying the meat lady for the NCAA tournament.
What's the going rate for the meat lady?
I don't know. A couple sausages. I'll send it over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one. By the way, make sure you talk about UNI on here. We got upset UNI fans.
I have some of that.
Great.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media in Iowa City today and had a few tidbits to deliver. First, he spoke glowingly about James Daniels and his decision to leave school for the NFL draft, even going so far as to say he's the best center prospect he's coached going back to his NFL days. He also said that Alaric Jackson is back from break and working out with the team, essentially in good standing with them after violating team rules in the bowl season. He also said the backup quarterback competition will be wide open, and incoming freshman Spencer Petras will be arriving in Iowa City tomorrow. The Iowa State men hung around with 12th-ranked Kansas last night in Lawrence, but ultimately fell short 83-78. Lindell Wigginton submitted another good scoring output with 27 points on 50% from the floor. Donovan Jackson also scored 20, and Nick Weiler-Babb had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. Cameron Lard also turned in another double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. So it was a pretty good showing as far as losses go, but the Cyclones do remain winless in the conference. The UNI men will also be going for their first conference victory tonight on the road at Indiana State. The Sycamores come in at 2-2 in the MVC, while the Panthers are the only remaining winless team. That game's going to tip off at 6 o'clock. Beginning at 6:30, our show's going to be on the FM frequencies only, and that's because we'll have the Iowa State women hosting Kansas State on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And then after the show, we've got a top 10 men's matchup for you between 10th-ranked Xavier and top-ranked Villanova. You can hear that one on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Came to the team a month ago from the Yankees in the Giancarlo Stanton deal. Marlins outfielder Christian Yelich and catcher JT Realmuto are also asking to be traded. Georgetown will host St. John's on January 20th, and for that game, Section 118 of Capital One Arena will be the actual reality section with no cell phones allowed. Fans in that section will wear name tags to encourage conversation. So far, about 50 seats are available. More could be added.
Become a new card member, and Discover Card will match all the cash back you've earned, dollar for dollar, at the end of your first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. It's easy to declutter with Sterilite 64-quart latching totes. They're a special buy at just $6.48 each. They have a new space-saving shape, and they're clear, so you can see exactly what you've stored. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes, so do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford, all without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement, here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking. Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Mike from Marengo on the text line wondering if Kirk Ferentz has a neighbor like Wilson on Home Improvement that gives him tips and advice for coaching. That brightens my day, just picturing that. Hanging out at the trees that are apparently hanging over the roadway. that is part of the dispute here. Hey, Kirk. That was Home Improvement, right? With Tim Allen,
yes.
Wilson,
where you
looking over the
see
fence.
His face.
Yeah, and you could, the whole bit was you couldn't see his face. 319-366-1600. You should have run the ball more against Wisconsin. Kirk would love having a neighbor like that. I'm on to the text line here. They would pay to take the tour. He's got.
Look, where would you stop?
Well, I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to run this past him here. He's got over 36,000 followers on Twitter. So I think if I did a celebrity house tour throughout Eastern Iowa, Mark Morehouse's house would be one of the stops. 36,000 people follow him on Twitter. You can look out the window to the right here. That's where Cedar Rapids Gazette beat writer Mark Morehouse lives. Would you be okay with that, Mark, if you were a stop on a celebrity house sightseeing tour?
Small groups only, Todd, please. can't have everybody going through the living room with in this weather. So
It could be like that Sopranos tour that I wanted to take out in New Jersey. Get off the bus. We'll go into Mark's basement, and he's going to have a small craft beer sampling. I can cut you
sure.
get cut in for part of the profits. Okay, I think we've created an enterprise here. I like this.
I also have bourbon, so we can go there too.
Very, very nice. Did you see the bourbon snob that was arguing with me on Twitter over what we were drinking in New York?
I didn't see
yeah.
that.
He claimed that it wasn't technically Pappy.
There are people who will call the 10 Old Van Rip, which is, I guess, technically its real name. Boy, I really sound like a dork, don't I?
Well, they're the miserable people. We're going to make money. We're going to be rolling in Pappy if this thing gets off the ground. Kirk Ferentz, Iowa City earlier today, kind of closing the book on 2017 and looking ahead to 2018 a little bit. I thought I saw some people saying, well, there's boring, there was nothing interesting. I thought Kirk Ferentz saying James Daniels was the best center prospect that he's coached, including his time in the NFL. That speaks volumes, does it not?
Yeah, that's a big deal in my mind. I mean, here's a guy who's coached offensive lines since before, not me, but maybe before you were born, I think, Todd, probably. I'm getting old, so I remember all this stuff. But anyway, James Daniels leaving and him being fair and saying that. But I think there are a lot of things. You know, during this press conference, if you really listen, Ferentz says interesting things. And I thought he put a lot on the offensive lines, Todd, going into next year, because, you know, obviously that was, you know, you go from three-year starters and seniors at tackle to freshmen. It shows a couple things. It shows that there's a glitch in the development. You go from seniors to freshmen. Some people didn't come through on their end of the bargain. And then you have that causes problems, and so now you go into 2018. You don't know for sure if the offensive line will work. Ferentz today put it, you know, he said he's very optimistic and he expects a big step. Now, there's no quantifying what that means or doesn't mean, but to me, I think it's pretty obvious. If this offensive line clicks next year, much closer to standard than this year, this team's probably looking at 10 wins. I mean, just there's like three games maybe that are contestable, I mean, real contests, and then maybe you have the weird game at Purdue or maybe Maryland that just kind of falls away. But for the most part, Iowa, with that schedule next year, if they can run the ball, should be favored in most games.
Kyle has passed along a note that you are technically accurate because he was coaching the offensive line at Worcester Academy in 1978 and 79, and I was born in 1980. So yes, Kirk Ferentz has been coaching offensive line longer than I have been alive.
Yes. Mark, it's going to be a long time now.
You just mentioned the running game. What do you think comes of this running back group? Torrin Young is back. Ivory Kelly Martin got a little bit of his feet wet early and then midway through the season. But it didn't seem like Kirk was really comfortable with either of them in passing situations, and he used them very sparingly. Are we just going to have to wait till spring ball to see which one emerges?
Yeah, really. I mean, I don't think we'll really learn anything in spring. This will be a camp deal, and we won't know exactly what's going to happen until next fall. And I know that just sucks for everybody because college football just seems so long away, so far away now. But Yeah, I think it's going to be a duo thing between those two. At least they're the front runners right now. And I think, Alex, you're right. I mean, there was something in their games. I think fumbling probably scared the staff off with Ivory Kelly Martin. I mean, after the Illinois fumble, he kind of went to the back of the line and really didn't get a full, really good chance to really see the field again, although he did return kicks, so there was that. And then Torrin Young, I think, is a guy who has everything that you'd want on a running back, especially for an Iowa running back. Probably not combine fast, but a big kid, a big sturdy kid who can break tackles. There was something holding him back this last year. I think probably patience and vision and seeing and reading holes. You know, that does take a little time, and that is the cerebral part of being a running back, making good reads. I wonder how much of that there was that he didn't show the staff enough of that to maybe hold him back. So, you know, obviously they had Akram, and that's who you wanted having the ball. But I think a guy like Torrin Young probably would have gotten the ball a lot more this year if they were totally comfortable with him. And figuring that out, Alex, I think is a big, big part. I mean, we talk about offensive line, but running back's also a huge part of that equation. And right now, Iowa doesn't have a real tried and true guy.
Mark Morehouse with us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, talking a little Hawkeye football. I'll ask you the subject of our poll question today. Who do you think will emerge as the number two quarterback next fall, now that Tyler Wiegers has transferred to Eastern Michigan? Which, by the way, speaking of high praise, Kirk had some very nice things to say about that young man today as well.
Yeah, and I was just actually writing about that. The graduate transfer thing, Todd, is the best thing the NCAA has done in a long, long time, and I hope they never get rid of it, because here you have a sitting coach, Kirk Ferentz, actively cheering for a guy who is going into the competition at Eastern Michigan last year. Obviously, when you leave the program, if you leave it on good standing and good, you know, and a handshake type of thing, it's a good deal, and nobody abandons anybody. But there is going to be that, and that is going to happen. But Wiegers, obviously, was a great citizen while he was here. What it does to backup quarterback, I really think Peyton Mansell is still the guy there. I think Spencer Petras is coming. Farron said today he's coming in tomorrow night, so that starts. So I think those would be the three. But I think really the big question for Iowa, and you guys, you know, tell me what you think about this. I think it's really hard for Iowa to keep beyond more than 1 year three scholarship quarterbacks, because quarterbacks, they can put their hand in the dirt and they know what's coming. They can smell the weather and they know that whether or not they're going to play. And if they're not going to play, it's time to go. And I was actually, Todd, surprised how much Ferentz is at ease with that. But I guess you kind of have to be, because the quarterbacks are dictating that. So I don't think Iowa probably next year. You know, Stanley's still in there. You know, where does it go with Mansell? I mean, Mansell probably is the guy under the gun next year, unless he has a breakthrough, some sort of breakthrough, and which would include Stanley probably being injured. So who knows? But right now, I would go with the three. It's going to be Young, but I go with Stanley, Mansell, and Spencer Petras.
That's kind of how I look at it, too, here. The quarterbacks, as you said, can smell whether they're going to get playing time or not, but nobody can predict whether an injury is going to open up the door. And I think that's the big thing here. If Iowa had a backup that would stick around for a while and there was an injury, then, boom, you drop him and you move forward. But we'll see. It is sort of interesting to see this effect, and I don't have the data on other teams in front of me, but Iowa's probably not the only team in the country that's going through something like this, where the quarterbacks, you know, look around and head elsewhere. It's just a little bit more high profile. What else did you take away from Kirk's availability today?
Pressure on the offensive line to be something next year. Just short on news. I mean, and I think that's probably a good thing. I think it was interesting that Chad asked about Alaric Jackson. Sounds like, I mean, that was one of the questions going in that kind of needed to be answered, and I think it sort of was. I mean, Ferentz is not a guy who gets too heavily into why guys are suspended, but the fact that Jackson is here and working out tells me that it's probably not an academic thing, which is what kind of nags when something like that happens. So sounds like he's in the building and working toward getting, you know, back in good graces or whatever. Trying to think, you know, nothing else really stood out. I mean, there was very little news. Didn't get it too much into. I tried to keep asking about, you know, how do you avoid the offense being pinned like it was last year in a few games? Basically, the answer to that question was the O-line development. So that's kind of the big takeaway for me, was the O-line trying to get straight and healthy and build some depth and find the five guys for next year.
Sticking on the offensive side of the football, Matt Vandenberg will be gone in the wide receiving core. Nick Easley emerged as that number one target this year, but is this still the biggest question mark on that side of the football?
No, I'm offensive line. You see, to me, last year, you see how the importance, when Iowa doesn't have an offensive line, it has 66 yards of total offense at Wisconsin, when Iowa offensive line doesn't perform to standard and is the weak link. Wide receiver, and just receiver, this receiver core in general, you know, Iowa won 8 games last year with the worst receiving core. Just a couple of good players, but for the most part, you know, Riley McCarron held the flag and everybody else kind of faded. So figuring that out remains sort of job number two, at least figuring out the offensive line. So offensive line, if that screwed up, Iowa's, you know, 66 yards total offense at Wisconsin. They can live with a passing game, but if they're going to be a good offense, Alex, they have to have a passing game. And I think they made strides. I think it's going to be tight end heavy again in 2018. I think it has to be, because those are your best players. But they have to find at least 3, maybe 4 wideouts to join that group, because that was an awfully, awfully shallow wide receiver core last year. And it just has to grow just for the health of this team, just give Stanley, you know, you talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and what they do with wide receiver. You know, they got, I think, $100 million worth of wide receiver. I was still trying to figure that out, and I think it's going to take 3 or 4 bodies to do it.
Mark Morehouse with us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Speaking of wide receivers, is there a bigger dichotomy than watching Alabama and Georgia in the national championship game and then hearing that Iowa picked up a commitment from a receiver who had some Ivy League offers?
Yeah, I saw that. Nico, how do you say his last name, Todd?
Your guess is as good as mine, Mark. Where do you think Kirk Ferentz is going here with the final? He said, 5 or 6 more guys, right, in between the early signing period and the regular signing period, right?
Well, I think they're at 19 now. Probably go 4 or 5 more.
We'll see where they go in that direction. You brought up the Packers. I was going to ask you, what do you think of Brian Gutekunst as the new general manager there in Green Bay?
Is he the son of the former Minnesota coach?
Yes, he is. And I've read some very good glowing things about him. But then again, everybody gets good glowing things written about them when they get hired, right?
Yeah, I kind of like the fact that he's sort of the outsider in this. I mean, just me being a complete fan of Packers, just out of, you know, I don't follow as closely as I need to, but I thought Elliott Wolf was sort of the team favorite, Todd, and I really kind of thought he'd get the job just because of Ron, you know, being Ron Wolf's son, that was part of it. But Gutekunst, I hope he's the grinder type guy who never left the office, and I hope he finds a defense, because I'm sick of the Packers having a bad defense.
We'll let you go here. It sounds like you could use a glass or two of Pappy. That would help with the...
I'm having some water right now, and it's helping a little bit.
Don't worry.
I have a really horrible cold.
Don't worry, Mark. This exact thing happened to me yesterday. So
Alex got to the point yesterday
where
he couldn't breathe, and I had a choice to make. I could have either tortured him on the air and tried to make him talk, or I could have done a little bit of the heavy lifting for him, and I actually chose to be a nice guy, and we'll do the same thing for you and let you go. Appreciate the time as always, Mark.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, 36,500 plus followers on Twitter, and definitely would be a stop on the... And now the text line called it a crappy tour. You haven't even taken it yet.
He said that I assume that our texter, you know, is male. The texter said that they would pay money to go on the quote crappy tour.
It's always in the little things, and I'll a call back to a ride that you took. We were in Chicago a couple years ago for Big Ten Media Day, and we called an Uber or a Lyft.
Are we talking about Willie?
No, we're not talking about Willie. We're talking about the guy that the owner of the station got into an argument about with Dick over Dick Butkus. He had little tiny bottles of water in the cup holders in the Uber. And were there like miniature Snickers bars or something like that? And I'm thinking, hey, this guy gets it. He's working hard for the 5-star recommendation. And so if such a tour existed of local celebrities' homes and sites, I don't want to shortchange Mount Trashmore or any of the other sites that Cedar Rapids and Iowa City have to offer. But if you're unfamiliar with Cedar Rapids, Mount Trashmore, it really is a sight to behold. It's the ninth wonder of the world. I'm thinking it would be in the small things we could offer on the tour. Everybody would get a small bottle of water. Everybody would get some bite-sized, snack-sized candy bars. Not full-size, although maybe we build that in. Look at me. I'm giving away my business here. I'm cutting Morehouse in. I'm saying we, so that sort of cuts you and Kyle in on this. And now all of a sudden, look at my overhead.
Please.
My overhead is...
take this and run with it.
We had a texter that was upset that we were talking about Kirk Ferentz and the Homeowners Association and not talking about you and I. Your team is winless in the Valley. And what do you want to... dead last in three-point shooting in league play, and 0-4. There's not a whole lot to talk about. They play a game tonight. It tips off in a little over an hour. You can hear Gary Rima talk all you want about it. Coming up at 5:30, you'll hear him, the voice of the Panthers. We caught up with Gary earlier today, and he's going to have a dining recommendation for folks if you make a trip in the future to Terre Haute. Gary has a place in every town, and I found out something disturbing about Gary today. You'll hear it when he joins us at 5:30.
I was going to say, if he has a place in Terre Haute, Indiana, then he officially has a place everywhere.
Well, name me a place that's,
I've been to Terre Haute, Indiana.
There
aren't many places in Terre Haute, Indiana.
I have two, and I will leave it at that. I've stopped at a Walmart, the Terre Haute Walmart. To pick up a bottle of Johnny Walker for Greg Lansing, the Indiana State coach, who was kind enough to invite me to practice several years ago. Greg's a good friend going back to his time on Steve Alford's staff in Iowa City. And I said, I can't come in empty-handed. I got to bring him something. So I stopped at the Terre Haute Walmart, and that was mistake number one of several on that entire trip, which involved a Big Ten basketball tournament. And I asked for directions to campus, and I couldn't get any. And that was from someone who worked in Terre Haute. But you're right, it's not exactly a thriving metropolis. But we'll see whether the Panthers can break into the win column tonight. Only 10% of the people who voted in yesterday's poll question thought Iowa State was going to beat Kansas last night to be the first team to win a conference game among the three schools. Iowa State almost pulled it off. They just could not finish down the stretch at Kansas. We're going to be talking Cyclone hoops and more with Alex Halstead at 24/7 Sports coming up in just a few minutes. We'll step aside, take a quick break. I will get the legal papers in order, incorporating the Eastern Iowa Celebrity Bus Tour, Stalkers and Gawkers Incorporated. And while I'm doing that, Kyle's going to get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update back after this.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
LowTUSA.com and Mentality, a site to check out if you think you could possibly be suffering from low testosterone. What are some of the symptoms of low testosterone? Well, carrying a little extra belly weight, forgetfulness, downturn in libido. A lot of guys don't even recognize the symptoms that they're experiencing, and sometimes they even go to a general physician and get misdiagnosed. That's why if you go to Mentality, which is a men's health clinic, that means they specialize in health for you guys, they can have an opportunity to give you a little blood test, and if they find your testosterone level lacking, which once you reach the age of 40, numbers tend to fluctuate and trend downward, they can get you on a safe and reliable treatment plan, which is 90% effective regardless of the condition that you are in when you walk in the door. You can be a little overweight, you can look like a bodybuilder. It doesn't matter. They can get you feeling better, looking better, all of the things that they handle there. It is a doctor's office, even though it doesn't look like one. You're dealing with board-certified physicians. Insurance recognizes Mentality, so you're good to go there. They take appointments right now if you check them out online. Again, the website, lowtusa.com. They've got an office in North Liberty right between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. Mentality and LowTUSA.com. 455, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies. We will duck out at 6:30 tonight on 1600 AM. The Iowa State women in action taking on K-State. Here to tell you about that and more. It's another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update with Kyle.
Kirk Ferentz spoke with the media in Iowa City today and had a few tidbits to deliver. First, he spoke glowingly about James Daniels and his decision to leave school for the NFL draft, even going so far as to say he's the best center prospect he's coached going back to his NFL days. He also said that Alaric Jackson is back from break and working out with the Hawkeyes, essentially back in good standing with the team after violating team rules in the bowl season. He also said that the backup quarterback competition will be wide open, and incoming freshman Spencer Petras is going to be arriving in Iowa City tomorrow. The Iowa State men hung around with 12th-ranked Kansas last night in Lawrence, but ultimately fell short 83-78. Lindell Wigginton submitted another good scoring output with 27 points on 50% from the floor. Donovan Jackson also scored 20, and Nick Weiler-Babbitt 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. Cameron Lard also turned in another double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds. As far as losses go, it's a pretty good showing, but the Cyclones remain winless in the conference. The UNI men will also be going for their first conference victory tonight on the road at Indiana State. The Sycamores come in at 2-2 in the MVC, while the Panthers are the only remaining winless team. That game's going to tip off at 6 o'clock. Beginning at 6:30, our show's going to be on the FM frequencies only, and that's because we'll have the Iowa State women hosting Kansas State on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And then after the show, we've got a top 10 men's matchup for you between 10th-ranked Xavier and top-ranked Villanova. That'll be on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, or 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
All right, we've already established that Morehouse would be a stop on the Stalkers and Gawkers bus tour. Who else you got for me? 319-366-1600. That's the Hertine and Stocker text line. You can also tweet me directly at Todd Brommelkamp. I'm going to compile in my head a list of the stops on the potential Stalkers and Gawkers bus tour. But before we can do that, we've got to talk a little Cyclone Sports with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. Yes, it is a sports talk show primarily. He's going to join us next as we kick off hour number two.